Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you and praise you for your love and grace and mercy in our lives, and ask in Jesus' name that as we continue to worship you, you would speak to our hearts. Lord, that we would hear your voice, that you would cause us to know it's you, and that you would be glorified. And my prayer, Lord, is that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart would be pleasing to you, my rock and my savior. Amen. So this question this morning was, what was your father's favorite team sport? And my dad, I don't know that he had a favorite sport, never indicated, but my brothers, Cleveland Browns. So my question is about that. Well, the idea of a team sport is that it's about an emphasis on team. You see, many sports nowadays will have one superstar that can carry the team for a time, but it usually is always the best team that wins. When all the players on the team are contributing, there is nothing that they cannot accomplish. Now this week in the NBA Finals, the best team in basketball, the Golden State Warriors, literally faced one of the best players in basketball ever, LeBron James, whose team was only the seventh best team in the NBA this year. More than that, the Cleveland Cavs lost their starting center. Their starting center with the torn Achilles tendon about halfway through the season. Then they lost their all-star forward in the first round of the playoffs to a shoulder injury. And then in the finals, the first game of the finals, they lost their all-star point guard to a fractured kneecap, leaving the Cavs with just LeBron James. He tried to carry the team on his shoulders, and the Cavs even won the first two of the first three games. But as a team, Golden State would not be denied. And they had the best player in the league that year, a guy named Stephen Curry. And I watched, the only game I watched was the sixth game of the finals, and Golden State would be passing the ball around, looking for someone to score, distributing it evenly. When Cleveland had the ball, LeBron James would bring it up court, and then he'd look for a way to score with the rest of the players just kind of standing around. And in the end, really in games 4, 5, and 6, LeBron continued to become more worn down, unable to carry the team on his shoulders. It was really, in my mind, the NBA Finals, the difference between a team versus a really good player. Now, Paul is writing to the church at Corinth, a church that has lost their way, not playing well together. They're not being what God intended them to be. And like basketball, the church has a goal, and that goal is to win people to Jesus Christ. Like in basketball, it's to win the championship. Like in basketball, we're to work together to encourage one another, to help us to each develop to our fullest spiritual potential for God's glory. And the church really does well when it functions as a team, everyone contributing. But our God is not a coach that sits on the sidelines, but one who gets down into the nitty-gritty of the game with each one of us, and that's the Holy Spirit in us. And as we've gone through the series on the Holy Spirit, we've learned that the Holy Spirit is indeed God, divine, eternal. God, the Holy Spirit, resides in each one of us, working to transform us into the image of Jesus Christ, so that we can be the best possible Christians we can be. He reminds us of what God's words are when we need them, and he reveals God's will for our very lives. But there's one more thing that the Holy Spirit does. Read it with me. Mike, can you go to the next screen for me? It's that first two verses. Now about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagan, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray by mute idols. Now about the gifts of the Spirit, I do not want you to be what? Uninformed. You see, we're given gifts by the Holy Spirit, but many are uninformed. The pagans, the non-Christians didn't know, didn't understand what God had for them. And sometimes I believe Christians can act like the uninformed, sometimes operating more like pagans than somebody with the gift of the Holy Spirit in them. But Paul goes on to say that we have been given gifts by the Holy Spirit to move us. To move us from uninformed lives to informed lives, living in power and living in love. Paul goes on to mention the different kinds of gifts. See if you can identify what they are as we read this passage together. Read it with me. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in every one, it is the same God at work. Did you catch that? There are what? Gifts, there are service, and there are workings. I even italicized them so they could be easily picked out. Each of us are given these gifts, these services, these workings by the Holy Spirit, by our Lord and by God. And we're all given them in certain ways with a particular purpose in mind by God for us. For some of you, your talents may lie as a teacher or an instructor, or maybe you're an administrator or someone who can sell products. Maybe you work well with numbers or pastries. Who knows what that, well, God knows what that gift is. But for some of us, well, not for some of us, for a lot of people in general, we tend to be selfish with these gifts, using them to create a living, which I think is a good thing that God had intended, but there is more for their use than just for providing for a living. And we find the answer in the next verse. Read it with me. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. Now, it's given for the common good of all people, not just for ourselves, the gift that you've received. And Paul will go on to list what those gifts of the Spirit are, gifts given to us by God, as God determines. But understand that for the common good. I wonder, the common good of what? Paul goes on to use this analogy of the human body. There are many parts in our body, right? Arms, legs, head, brains, heart, organs. And they're all, when they're all used properly, we function well. And Paul so says it's the same with the church. We who are many form one body. You and I form the body of Christ, and the way we use our gift is for the common good of the church, the body of Christ. When we're all functioning well, we operate like a team, able to accomplish God's goals, to help people know the love of God and to become Christ followers, to help each other develop to our fullest spiritual potential using the gifts that God has given us. We share them with one another. We can perform like a well-oiled Golden State Warriors or like an undermanned one-person team like Cleveland. God wants you. No, needs you. Needs us all to use our gifts and talents and to work together for the common good of the church. Paul says it this way, now you are the body of Christ and each one of you is a part of it. You're a part of it. God needs us to be active in using our gifts for the common good of the church. Now in the news this week, we learned about the tragic events in South Carolina where 9 people were attending a Wednesday evening prayer meeting. and they lost their lives. They were meeting together to use their gift of prayer to pray for other people, for others who had need. As events unfolded, a young man who shot these people was able to leave the scene and was on the loose. The next morning, a lady, Debbie Dills, who through the interview that I saw was unabashedly a Christian, was on her way to work, she said, when she spotted a young man in a car, and she said, both seemed familiar to me. And then she remembered from the news that this was the car of the guy who shot the 9 people at the prayer meeting. Now, 3 things happened in that interview that I wanted to note. First, she said, I got nervous. I got nervous, and understandably, for a good reason, this guy just killed 9 people. Not sure what she should do, she got off at her exit, off on the highway, and she said, all the time I was talking with God. You know, as good Christians, we're given these gifts, but instead of using them, we put them on a shelf, we ignore them, we think often out of fear that we cannot do what God is asking us to do. Or we don't use them because we're accustomed to not using them for God's glory. Just like Debbie, she didn't know what to do. Secondly, she says then she called her boss when she got off the exit and told her what she had seen. And he encouraged her to get back on the highway and to catch up to him, staying on the phone with her the whole time. He then called the police on another phone and told them what was happening. You see, as Christians, we work best when we work together, encouraging one another, spurring each other on to use the gifts, the talents we have to reach a common goal. She needed her boss at that moment to continue to push her through her fears. And by doing so, the shooter was caught within 20 minutes by the police. And then as the interview went on, she said this. She was touted by the interviewer that she was a hero. And she made it clear, she said, I'm not the hero. God is the hero who is using her to accomplish this particular task. She said that we simply, as people, Christians, need to be willing to be an open vessel to God. And then, she said, God will use us. And that it will always be God who gets the glory. We are called for the purpose of the common good, for the church. Friends, the Holy Spirit has given us talents and gifts for this common good, for the common good of the church, for the common good of each of us, so that others will continue to know Jesus Christ or come to know Jesus Christ, begin to deepen their relationship with Jesus Christ, and go on to become fully mature Christians so that we can help others. We are here this morning in part because in 1854, some Christians got together and determined that there needed to be a body of Christ here in Heartland. We're here because they used their talents, their gifts given by God, to form this church, not just for their needs, but for the needs of others. In fact, for the needs of others over 150 years later. Through the 150 years of this church, people have given of themselves, they've given of their money, their talents, their time, their efforts, so that you and I might be here today worshiping God. In the same way, we too need to use what God has given us, the talents, the gifts, the money, our time and efforts, so that now and into the future, others will come to know Christ, so that others will know God and come to worship God. You know, the scary thing is God is dependent upon each one of us to use the gift that God has given us, so that others in the future will come to know Christ. We do it for the common good of the church and to the glory of God, right? Like Debbie, we may shy away from fulfilling the tasks that God has given us, from using our gifts, from using our talents, our time, our money, our efforts. But I say, come, Spirit, come. Empower me. Fill me to do what you have called me to do. Come, Spirit, come. As I asked last week, are you willing to ask for more of the Spirit of God? Are you willing to take up that challenge and ask for more of God's Spirit in you? Are you willing to then open up your lives to the Spirit's leading, to what the Spirit teaches you and tells you to do? Are you willing to follow the Spirit and are you willing to be reminded by the Spirit to be the person that God has called you to be? If you are, then say, come, Spirit, come. Come. Spirit, come. Say that. Come. Spirit, come. And when you say that earnestly, the Spirit of God will fill your heart to overflowing. God will draw you in, and then God will lead you out for the common good. Let us pray. Almighty God, we desire more of you, and we do say, come, Spirit, come. And we ask in this moment that as you fill our hearts to overflowing, God, that you would lead us, guide us, direct us to be the people that you desire us to be, so that we can be like a team that functions together and works well. Not that we're seeking to win a championship, Lord, but we're seeking to reach the prize, to reach the goal that you have set for us, to make disciples and to help people not only know God, but to fall in love with God and to grow and become spiritually mature Christians. Come, Spirit, come. Draw us to yourself that we might be the people of God here in Heartland. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen.